What I'd like to do now is to introduce you to the medicine wheel, which is a very ancient map for transformation. This is a multi-tiered, very layered and profound map of the Americas. In fact, in our training programs, we cover this map in a 2-year long period. So in the sessions that follow, we will have an introduction and an overview and perhaps even some experiences of the wisdom contained in each of the 4 directions of this map. Remember that the map is not the territory. The map only describes the territory. It's only a guide, but you must walk it. A map can describe a mountain, but it cannot tell you what the water tastes like in the rivers or what the smell of the flowers are. It's a map that has been walked by men and women of knowledge for thousands of years, and that I invite you to walk as we explore the dimensions of being human, of being conscious, and the ways of knowledge and power of the shaman. It's a map that we share with our students, and it's the map of a lifetime. It's a map that is designed to bring us one-to-one with an intimate relationship with spirit, with no intermediaries between us and the Great Spirit. As you enter the medicine wheel, you enter from the south, which is represented by the serpent. And you enter through this direction in order to heal your past the way the serpent sheds her skin, which is all at once. Not little by little, like we are accustomed to doing in the West, but all at once, the way the serpent sheds her skin. The serpent represents our connection to the earth, to our passion, to our libido, to our sexuality, to our instinctual selves. As we enter the medicine wheel through the south, we come to shed the past, not only our psychological and our psycho-spiritual past, what in some traditions is called karma, but also our biological past, so that we're no longer haunted by the heart conditions or the breast conditions that we inherited from our bloodlines. And this is done through energetic processes, through core energetic shifts, because the shaman understands that we have a luminous energy field that surrounds the physical body and that informs the physical body in the same way that a magnet will organize iron filings on a piece of paper, and that encoded in this energy field are imprints that predispose us to how we're going to live, how we will age, how we will become ill, and how we may die. And the shaman understands that you can clear these imprints from the blueprint, and that the body will then organize itself into health.